نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In today's majlis, I want to just do a few riwayat that we came in Mishkat Sharif, and together with that some of the mafuz of Hazrat Maulana Qanuz Zaman Sahib Damat Barakatuh inshaAllah. Allah Ta'ala has given us incredible amount of ni'mats, and from those incredible amount of ni'mats, which we do not consider to be a ni'mat. Normally a person has two kinds of ailments. One is a physical ailment and one is a spiritual ailment. Now the question comes about that the physical ailments compared to the spiritual ailments, what is the farq baynahuma? What is the difference between them two? Normally for the, if we have something wrong with us, we're sick or something like that, then we have to go to the doctor and we have to get the right Hakim Saab and all that to fix ourselves. And then we have spiritual ailments like kibr and all those things. Now what's the farq between the two? There's an asman zameen farq between the two. Very, very big farq between your physical ailments and spiritual ailments. The farq will come in the hadith sharif here, which I'm about to read to you. There's a hadith has been reported by Hazrat Shaqiq. Hazrat Shaqiq, he was not a sahabi, he was a Jalil al-Qadr tabi'i. Narrated from him, he says, قَالَ مَرِضَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بِن مَسْعُودِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he was sick, فَعُدْنَاهُ. So we visited him. فَجَعَلَ يَبْكِ. He's very, must go, when somebody is sick, must go and visit the sick person. 70,000 malaika will make dua for the person who goes to visit a sick person. So this also, whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the evening, imagine 70,000 farishtas making dua for a person just to go and visit a sick person. And then he says, now he started crying. Now he's a sahabi of the highest rank. He's sick, he's crying. So, fa'urtiba. He told him, how? You sahabi, you're such a big person. Why are you crying? Then he rebuked him. Faqara, he said, inni la abki li ajli al-marad. I'm not crying because I'm sick. لأني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول المرض كفارة. I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioning that sickness washes your sins. Sickness washes a person's sins. It is kafara, it's expiation for a person's sins. When he commits sins, then Allah Ta'ala, when he engages in sickness, he washes everything. You see? Fire that sickness. But he says, why I am crying is, وَإِنَّمَا أَبْكِي أَنَّهُ أَصَابَنِي عَلَى حَالِ فَتْرَةٍ. This has reached me when I am in my old age now. Now generally the law is that if you are sick and you had your certain ma'amulat, you had your certain amount of tasbihat and everything that you do on a daily basis, you had that. And then when you get sick, you aren't able to do all that. But daily whatever you was doing, still to the farishtas, Allah tells them, write it for you. He has a uzr. Write it for him. So there's no kami in the reward. Sometimes we feel depressed. Hey, I'm sick now, I can't make tilawat, I can't go to the masjid, I can't do this. There's nothing to worry about. Even if you don't go, Allah is still giving you the sawab based on your niyat and what you was doing every day. What your normal habit was every day, you're still going to get the full sawab. That is fazl of Allah Ta'ala. Now he says, this sickness came to me in my old age. Walam yusibni fi hali ijtihad. And it did not reach me when I was a young man. Now in my old age, my level of amal was less, so my sawab is going to be less. If it came to me when I was a young man, my level of amal was much more higher. And then if I fell sick when I was a young man, how much of sawab I would still have got? More sawab. So I'm crying for that, he says. That's the reason why I'm crying. Ispar me roraam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud farmate. That's why I'm crying. لأنه يكتب للعبد من الأجر إذا مريض ما كان يكتب له قبل أن يمرض. Whatever you sick, before you are sick, whatever amal you are doing, same thing will get written for you. So and then فَمَنَعَهُ مِنْهُ الْمَرَضُ, and the sickness became a reason why you can't carry it out, but Allah Ta'ala will still give you that amount of sawab based on what you are doing. Allahu Akbar. Now the Hadith Sharif says al-maradu kafara. It wipes out all our sins. You see? So there was one Sahabi, there was one person, he had fever. So he started telling the fever bad things about the fever. So Nabi alayhi salam told him, لا تصب الحمى. Don't swear the fever. Because the fever washes your sins away like how the fire washes the rust, cleans the rust from the hadith. The zang. You see, when you put the rust and put fire on top of it, it washes it. That is how the fever, it washes. So what can we extract from this? We can extract that, see, these physical sicknesses that we get, Allah uses it to cleanse us. That's why when we go to and visit a sick person, then what do we say? La ba'sa tahurun laka. What do we say? La ba'sa tahurun laka. No problem. This is cleansing for you. Cleansing for you. Allah Ta'ala is washing your sins for you. You see, that's what we say, right? So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now this is now for a believer. The next hadith is going to tell you the first reason what we extracted, that it is kafara for washing his sins. Now look at the second reason. وَنْ عَامِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ ذَكَرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْأَسْقَامُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's talking about sickness. فَقَالَ إِنَّ الْمَرِيضُ إِذَا أَصَابَهُ السَّقِيمُ ثُمَّ عَافَاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْهُ كَانَ كَفَّارَ لِمَا مَضَى مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ. So when Allah Ta'ala gives you afiyat after you are sick, then all your gunas are going to get washed away. So that's the first. And the second one is وَمُعِزَةً لَهُ. The sickness is a nasiha to you. Nasiha. It's an advice. When a person falls sick, it's an advice to him. فِيمَا يَسْتَقْضِي. Regarding still how many days he got left in the world. Don't take it for granted. You see? Because when you are healthy, then we take our health for granted. We only appreciate the health when we get sick. Then Allah Ta'ala restores our health. Now after the restoration took place, what did we learn from that? What advice did we take from that? What Allah is giving a message to us? He's telling you, don't take your health for granted. Now I've restored it, appreciate it, and use the balance of your time correctly in the dunya, in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That is the mu'izah the sickness is giving to us. It's like you're getting a second life, or you're getting a third life. Allah Ta'ala is giving you more chance, more chance. That's why he's restoring the health. So that is what it is. مُعِزَةً لَهُ فِي مَا يَسْتَقْبِلْ. Then on the other hand, there was one munafiq there. وَإِنَّ الْمُنَافِقْ إِذَا مَرِضَ. When a munafiq gets sick, ثُمَّ أُعْفِيَ, and then he is cured, كَانَ كَالْبَعِيرَ. He's like a camel. أَقَلَهُ أَهْلُهُ. His master tied him up. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلُوهُ, and then released him. فَلَمْ يَدْرِ لِمَا أَقَلُوهُ وَلِمَا أَرْسَلُوهُ. He can't work out why he was tied up, and he can't work out why he was released. He took no lesson from that. Zero. So there was one fellow sitting there. He said, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَسْقَامُ. What is the sickness thing you're talking about? I don't know what is sickness. مَا مَرِضْتُ قَطْ. In my entire life, I never got sick. فَقَالَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, قُمْ عَنَّا فَلَسْتَ مِنَّا. Stand up, you're not from us, get off from it. Then the Shari'in of the Hadith says that this person was a munafiq. And these fellows, the munafiqs and the a'da'ullah, nothing happens to them. They like one, you know what, like a tree, sambur tree. Like the sambur tree, even the heavy wind is not moving it. Like they're fixed to their position, nothing's happening to them. Whereas a believer, in his life, he is like a feeble twig. When the wind comes and blows, 1 minute he's falling, tumayyiluhu, he's making it fall on this side, then he picks it up, makes it, gets up on the other side. So a mu'min is always blowing, the wind is blowing him up and down, he's falling this way, that way, things are happening to him in his life. وَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِخَيْرًا يُصِبْ مِنْهُ. When Allah wants good for a person, He afflicts him with some calamity. And then how we will know whether that calamity is an azab for him or is the calamity a blessing for him? When Allah puts a calamity on the person, how we will be able to distinguish whether it's an azab or whether it is a azab or a rahmah? So there's a hadith that we've come across. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, "Inna uzmal jaza ma'a uzmil bala." The great reward will be based on the level of the test from Allah Ta'ala. If Allah puts a person to a severe test, then the reward is going to be more. And then, "Wa inna Allah azza wa jal idha ahabba qawman ibtalahum faman radiya falahu ridha." Then after that, when Allah puts a person through a test and he's not complaining, nothing, his tongue is closed, saying, "Allah, this is your hukam, I'm your banda, you my creator, you have control over me, I don't have control over myself, I'm happy you have decreed this for me. Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakeel, wallah, you're sufficient for me, you are my best representative." He says those kinds of words. He doesn't make shikwa shikayat. He doesn't complain to people. He doesn't go around speaking bad things about what has happened to him. He says, "Hadha min Allah." This is from Allah Ta'ala. Like what's happening to the Palestinians now. You always say to them, "Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal." No matter what they're going through, he's saying, "Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakil." Khalas. So if you're happy with Allah's decree for you, then for your maqam will be in akhirah. That's a rahmah for you. And on the other hand, if a person, Allah Ta'ala puts him to a test, and then فَمَنْ سَخَطَ فَلَهُ سَخَطَ, he's not happy with it, then Allah is also not happy. He keeps on complaining left and right. Not one day he says shukr to Allah for anything. Everything Allah has given him, but still to his complaining. And small things afflict him also, still to his complaining. So that's a sign now, that affliction never came as a mercy to him. That affliction came as a punishment to him. You know, everything has a sign. When a person goes for Hajj, then how do we know that he has a mabrur Hajj? Allah blessed him with a maqbool Hajj, a mabrur Hajj. What's that sign for that? So the answer is, when he comes back home, his life is not the same. If you compare his life before going for Hajj, you compare his life after going for Hajj, you will find when he came back from Hajj, now he's pardoned with his salah, he's doing everything, good deeds. That's a sign that Allah has accepted his Hajj. And that fellow that comes back, he's not worried about salah, he sleeps the whole day, whole night he's awake, whole day he's sleeping, doesn't care what kind of Hajj he made. That's a sign Allah never accepts his Hajj. You see, these are all alamat. Allah, Allah Ta'ala accepted. How do we know our namaz is accepted? What is the alamat for that? Allah has accepted my namaz, or Allah has rejected my namaz. So the mashayikh say, if Allah gives you the tawfiq to read the next namaz, that's a sign that your previous namaz got accepted. So if we read our Fajr namaz, that's a sign our Isha namaz got accepted. If we read our Zuhar namaz, that's a sign that our Fajr namaz got accepted. So these are all alamat. So how will we decipher whether this condition that are coming is a rahmah for us or it is an adab for us? So this hadith sharif clarifies it. The hadith says, فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى وَمَنْ سَخَطَ فَلَهُ السَّخَطَ. You see? Now, the sicknesses that come, sometimes Allah Ta'ala wants us, decreed for us a certain maqam, certain level. Now, our amal not strong enough. Our amal is too weak. Via our amal, we can't reach that level. The level is too high. But Allah wants you to reach there. So what happens is, then Allah Ta'ala, He afflicts that person with some physical sickness. And that person now, he goes through a period of ill health in his life. And that becomes a means of his elevation. And Allah picks him up to reach that maqam via the sickness. So it's also expiation for the sins, and also to raise our ranks, to reach the level that Allah wants us to reach. There's nothing wrong if a person is sick to take medication and remove the medication and all that. There's nothing wrong with that. We can do all that. But if a person knows that my ranks are going high to Allah Ta'ala, then he won't even make dua for Allah to give him shifa. He'll make sabr. So there was one black lady. The Hadith Sharif says that she was usra'u. She says she came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, inni usra'u, that I am collapsing. Actually, I'm getting mirgiki bimari. It's epileptic fits. And then when I fall down, atakashaf, then my satr opens up. So make dua that Allah Ta'ala cures me. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told her, see, I can make dua, Allah can cure you. But if you make sabr for the sickness, then your maqam will get very high in the akhirat. So she told him, all right, but whatever, I still got the other problem, but my satr is opening up. Now look at her haya. She said, okay, I'll make sabr for the sickness. But the problem that my satr is opening up, how am I going to solve that problem? For that you must make dua to Allah Pa. That Allah Ta'ala save me from the dishonor of somebody looking at my satr. Now that was the women of yesterday. They were cared about satr. They were cared about covering themselves properly. They had haya. They had sharam. They had wonderful qualities. Even if you look back, not too long ago, 50 years back, 40, 50 years back, even the local indigenous people, the women, you must see how they used to dress. Their whole body used to be covered, plus they got a duk on top of their head, and they're walking around, fully covered everything. They had haya in them. And they're not even Muslims, but they had haya. And today's women, you see them out there walking around here, half naked. They don't have no shame. And some of them going on the beachfront, taking out all the clothes. So what shame that is? You see? Now compare those women to this woman of today's. Wato ba hayati. These are behaya. And this whole society is behaya. There's no haya shame left. That's why Nabi alayhi salam specifically mentioned al-haya wa shu'batu min al-iman. After he mentioned so many categories or branches, but specifically he mentioned haya. Because if you got haya, you got everything. A woman can be so beautiful. She can be the most gorgeous woman in the world. But she's a behaya woman. A man with intellect will never chase behind a behaya woman. Behayai and good woman can't go together. It's oil and water. Why are you chasing behind those things that have no haya in them? She can be the most gorgeous. Look at her akhlaq. She has nothing to offer. She has lost her haya. She's lost everything. She's not worth anything. Now, the women of those days were not like that. They knew what is haya. So that's why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned al-haya wa shu'batu min al-iman. Haya is a shu'bah, is a branch of iman. It is a very, very big category as far as iman is concerned. Now, when we go to the sick person, the Hadith Sharif teaches us, okay, we must make dua for him. Read all the masnoon duas. Especially this one dua must read. As-salullah al-azim, rabbal arsh al-azim, ayyashfiq. Must read that 7 times. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, whoever reads that dua 7 times and blows, it's a cure for all sicknesses except for maut. As-salullah al-azim, rabbal arsh al-azim, ayyashfiq. As-salullah al-azim, rabbal arsh al-azim. Read that masnoon dua 7 times. And must read on that person who is sick. And from my own experience, this is a very powerful dua, that. Very powerful dua. You see? So Allah give us tawfiq to read that dua. That dua. And then, when we go to that person who is sick, mustn't stay there for a long time. Must go for a short time. And then you must ask him also to make dua for you. Are we making dua for him? And in the meantime, you must ask him, you also make dua for me. So the question comes about, why must we ask him to make dua for us? Why? What's the reason for that? So the answer to that is, because right now he's sick, he's ill, his heart is mutalliq to Allah Ta'ala. His heart is attached to Allah, because he feels, Allah, you are the one to cure me. These doctors now can't do nothing. And the word of medicine can only work to a certain degree. After what the medicine is going to do? The medicine is not going to do nothing. Do you understand? So, ey Allah, you cure me. So his heart is with Allah all the time, the sick person. Now if his heart is with Allah Ta'ala all the time, means he's mustajabu da'wat. It means all the du'as he makes, Allah Ta'ala will readily accept his du'as. So now when we go and visit that person, and tell him, please make dua for me, he makes dua for you, how much sawab you got, and all your, he made dua for you, whatever dua he made for you, his dua is also mustajab, accepted by Allah Ta'ala. That is the reason why, Sanat, we must follow all these ahadith. It's very important that we make amal on all this year. So if a person is sick, understand that all his sins get washed away. It's a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. And on the other hand, Allah save us. But I'll just tell you one waqiyah. I'm just thinking of my mind deliberating. Should I say it or shouldn't I say it? But anyway, Allah give me ikhlas, I'll say it. You know, when I went to teach in Springs, so we had a neighbor, right? When I went to teach, I had a neighbor. That neighbor, mashallah, was a wonderful neighbor. So I was offloading my truck with all my goods and all that furniture. And then we had no food. All our pots were in the, it was in the truck. So the neighbor sent one jug of tea and samosas. Till today I can't forget the jug of tea and samosas. How many years have passed? You see, I can't, because that, how much we made qadar of that. That was the food we had. What other food we had? We never knew anybody, we never knew no restaurants, nothing like that. Now we had a very good neighbor. So that neighbor had a child. But one day the child was going to school, somebody knocked the child. The child went into a coma. Now the doctor, hospital, they'll keep you for a while in the coma, and after that they'll tell you, take the child home, we can't do anything further for you. So they took the child home. Now when the child went away home, it was Maghrib time nearly, a few minutes before Maghrib, the child was in a coma. So then I thought to myself, let me just go see the child quickly. Such good neighbors we got. So I went across the road. And then I thought of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to read As'alullah al-Azim, Rabb al-Arsh al-Azim, ayyashfiq. Now the azan just started, and at the time of azan, whoever makes dua is maqbool by Allah Ta'ala. And this dua also of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also maqbool. So I said, Allah, I'm a gunegar, I'm a siyakar, badkar person, but this is what your Habib have said, I believe it. And I read a blue on the child opened its eyes. The child opened its eyes. That's the barakat of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the child needed special care, so they went away from there. They left that area. They went to Johannesburg area because the child needed special care. It was a whole process now. But the fact that the child opened the eye, in fact, it was a big thing itself. So that is why in my own experience I'm telling you, these are the masnoon du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They hold great weight. We must read it and blow. Oh, somebody gets sick, first thing we run to the doctor. There's nothing wrong, can go to the doctor. But read all these masnoon du'as. This is the ta'lim Rasulullah has taught us this year. So if a person gets a physical sickness, then that is, you must think that Allah Ta'ala is washing him from all his sins. Even at the time of Marazul Wafat of Rasulullah, he had such a severe sakarat. Hazrat Aisha said, if I see somebody, I won't envy any person who gets a light sakarat after seeing the sakarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha mentions that. The reason for that is because obviously, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sinless, he's ma'soof, but Allah will give him that darajah via that, that nobody can reach that darajah. Do you understand? So this is a great. And on the other hand, you get spiritual sicknesses. Spiritual sicknesses is directly opposite to physical sicknesses. Directly opposite, totally opposite. That washes your sins away. And spiritual sicknesses wash your amal away. It washes your amal. Amal is gone. Now a person is mutakabbir. He's got kibr in his heart. Now, bhai, you got kibr in your heart, what ibadat you make? Make proper ibadat, make yourself small. You got kibr, you got jealousy, you got enmity, you making ghibat of somebody else, you backbiting, you eating your brother's flesh. So then you owe so many people, you're not fulfilling the... Where all this is coming from? Spiritual malady, all spiritual sicknesses. So how physical sicknesses, they cleanse your all your guna. Spiritual sicknesses does the opposite. It wipes out your amal. Wipes it out clean. That is why great, great ulama. Now conclusion, I'll just conclude with these few points. Now I'm just mixing it, joining it with what Hazrat is saying. Great, great ulama like Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Yes, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali traveled all the way to Makkah. 2 years he spent Bahaji Imdadullah. What will a great alim like him, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, travel from Gango all the way to Makkah, Bahaji Imdadullah? These were not small ulama, they were giant ulama. In fact, Hazrat mentioned that Hazrat Maulana Gangohi is the backbone of the Deoband Mazhab. He is the real Qihati, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi. He is the main man. Halake, Haji Imdadullah, he was not an istilahi alim, Hazrat says. He wasn't a sanadi alim. But these ulama traveled all the way to spend time with him in Makkah. For what reason? To gain the nisbat. To gain the nisbat. That's why they traveled all the way. So we can't just become any kind of alims. We have to become alim with the nisbat. And for that, Hazrat says, when Allah wants to do good for someone, wo kisi ke yahan le jaate usko aur chuka dete usko, makes him by some wali of Allah, takes him there and gives him the tawfiq to humble himself, taake ananiyat comes out from his heart. Ananiyat, all that pusa, I'm somebody great, I achieved, I'm like this, I'm like that, I, to make nafi of that I, so there's no more I left. To take out all that from the heart. That is why Allah Ta'ala gives him the tawfiq to go there, fix himself up. Because Allah wants to make fazal on him. That's what Hazrat said. And then when he goes there, then the ilm that he attained, jila will come to that ilm, Hazrat says. Noor will come to his ilm. Noor, because sahib and nisbat, strong ta'luk with Allah Ta'ala. And then after that, when that nur comes to his ilm, to logo ko nafa hoga, people will benefit from his knowledge. Or wo ilm kar aamad hoga, and that ilm will be full of benefit for everyone. And that ilm will be a zariya of the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. The Hazrat says, today, aajkal jo bigar hai, it's for the same reason that we don't go to the Ahlullah to rectify ourselves. Our internal sicknesses are not rectified. That is why we are destroying ourselves through bad akhlaqi, bad character, and bad company, and all these kind of things that we are seeing amongst us. And where we have learned everything, but we're not fulfilling the haqq of it, we're not making amal, and it's going the opposite way. Now why is that happening? Because we haven't attained the nisbat. We never went to the Ahlullah. We never cleansed ourselves internally. That is the reason this bigar has come. For that reason the bigar. May Allah give me tawfiq. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And accept this majlis wa akhiru da'wah. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alamin. We just received that one of our students, Maulana Suhail Pirbhai, his father just passed away. So everybody read for him three qul huwallah. Allah make his maghfirat, forgive his sins, and give him jannatul firdaus and the family sabr jameel, inshallah. Read three qul huwallah.